I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Listen to Your Heart After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Apparently, this is a Bachelor spinoff, but I have some thoughts about whether or not I agree coming up. We do have Chris Harrison, and not only Chris Harrison, I'm joined by my group of brilliant co-panelists. Of course, if you've watched any of our Bachelor coverage here on the network, you know us, you love us. It's let me start with our Bachelor insider and editor at Perez Hilton, Christine Alexis.
What's up, everybody? I missed you guys.
I know, I miss you guys too. We also have our reality TV insider and Big Brother alumnus, Rachel Swindler.
What's up, everybody?
And finally, our reality TV deep dive sports commentator, Mike Feeling. He does tons of our reality TV after shows here, and he's even a wedding officiant. So if anyone's qualified to be on this panel, it's him.
Get this. Somehow, we're starting up a new Bachelor show. Somehow, Married at First Sight is still going on. Figure that out, because I'm still have to watch it.
Well, for our Bachelor fans who also listen to Married at First Sight, and I'm sure there's many of you, make sure to hit Mike Feeling up, and we will all be giving our socials later in the show. If you guys are tuning in, you'll see that we aren't within 6 feet of each other because we respect the law. We're actually all quarantined. This is my bedroom. Just kidding. I'm in an office. As you guys know, our founder is Maria Menounos, so I'm happy to brand her all over our walls. But this is a sneak inside the lives of your Bachelor panel. Where is everyone holed up right now?
I'm at home. I'm in Los Angeles, just, you know, staying indoors, trying not to go stir crazy.
I hear you. Rachel, how about you?
I'm actually in Louisiana. I'm here with my boyfriend, who's a singer. I'm held up here, Ponchatoula, Louisiana, which is about 45 minutes from New Orleans.
Mike? And obviously, I've snuck onto the Bachelor Mansion lot, and I'm broadcasting from the driveway.
For our podcast listeners, if there was ever a moment that you had to tune in to see our live show, Mike has, in fact, virtually placed the Bachelor Mansion on his frame.
What's funny is I'm literally about 15 minutes away from the Bachelor Mansion. It's just down the street over there.
Well, I'm glad to see everyone's holding up. It's lovely to see all y'all faces. And we've got to talk about this show, Listen to Your Heart. As you guys know, this is a Bachelor spinoff set in a new mansion, still in Los Angeles. And we are kind of, it's kind of like the singer-songwriter version of Bachelor in Paradise, but featuring all new cast members. So we're going to be talking all about it. Not only will we be covering the show, but I should have checked with our panel, but forgive us, we're in quarantine. News and gossip for today?
You know, when I looked up some news, all I saw was spoilers, and I didn't want to be spoiled. Like,
yeah,
I didn't want to dig too deep in yet. I will have some stuff for you guys on Twitter later. I'll look up some good dirt.
Rachel's got news.
Spoiler-free show.
Rachel's got news.
Ooh.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I just saw that Jed Wyatt had posted a song on his Instagram.
Let's go. Like, the original is hard.
An original song, and I was like, oh.
He did live tweet the episode too.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw that his comments, like, on every single thing that he has, are limited. Like, there's hardly any comments on stuff because I'm sure he's still getting harassed. But
this show's a little unorthodox, right, for us right now. So I just want to jump in and say it. Tell me that the Bachelor producers didn't see Jed whipping out his guitar like every other scene, and they went, "There's something here. We should just do a show about it." Were they just doing
that? The story goes, you know, Chris Harrison said it at the top of the episode, it was about A Star Is Born. And I want to maybe thank his girlfriend, Lauren Zima, for that, because she's always talking about that show. I mean, the movie, rather. And apparently that was the reason. But I kind of agree with your take, Mike. I think Jed was, like, the unknowing, like, impetus for all of this. And he's probably, like, hating himself for not waiting.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's like torture for him. Well, that's going to be the show today, guys. We also normally have our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment, but you'll just have to be forgiving because we are in, you know, unconventional circumstances. I don't know if you heard, there's a global pandemic right now, so we're doing our best. But I do have a tweet that I love that I'll at least direct you to.
Me too.
Great. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So we will direct you guys to some fun tweets during our special segment, Tweeting for the Right Reasons. And with all that out of the way, I have to ask, and I'm going to start with Christine because she's in the right order on my Zoom. What were your overall thoughts of this new Bachelor show?
You know, I had high expectations for it. I covered it on our Bachelor News Daily, and I got to say, I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. It kind of hooked me in quicker than I imagined. It wasn't as hard as I thought to keep up with all of the people that we were seeing, even though, don't quote me, I may forget a lot of their names. I thought it was good TV, honestly. I really did.
Great. Rachie, what'd you think?
Oh gosh, I feel like because I'm quarantined right now, like my mood sometimes, I'm like, sometimes I think stuff like this is absolutely amazing. And then other times I think stuff like this is absolutely cheesy. I'd have to say I fell somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. Being a singer and a musician myself, I can relate so much to every single contestant, being able to sing with the love of your life and how much joy that brings you, because I have somebody that I can sing with and I feel that way when I sing with him. So like seeing that, I was just like, this is so cool. There were some moments where I was like, guys, we know this isn't as dramatic as it is. We know who she's going to pick. There was a lot of previews I saw where I could see where the storyline was going. So I just felt like there was not enough left to the amount of what is going to happen. I'm not like in suspense over who's going to choose who. I kind of knew.
Yeah, I hear you. There wasn't as much unpredictability as other iterations. That's fair. Mike, what'd you think?
I avoided a lot of the previews, so I didn't have that experience. So it was kind of new to me. What I really like about this show, and I did like it, is if I take away my competition reality kind of hat, which I love, obviously, and if we actually delve into this is really about love, I really liked this because this versus other dating shows or reality shows, the pretense is all on the table. They all want to get their music out there. They all want to gain followers. It's obvious they want to advance their career. So as that being a given, they maybe can actually focus on actual love more than another random show. So I really liked it.
That's good. I liked it as well. I will say I have this inherently like kind of cringy reaction when I watch people say like earnestly serenade other people. I don't know what it is. So there's like an element of the show that just makes me feel like I'm
can
like,
I sing you a song?
Oh, bye.
I've dated enough musicians, Jeff.
I know, and that's the irony.
So. I have.
Well, the irony is too, I think you guys know this, I mentioned it before, but I used to sing on a cruise ship in a quartet. So like I'm a musician. So yeah. Maybe my own insecurities, I don't know. I'd have to talk to a therapist about it, or maybe you guys after the show.
What cruise line were you on?
Celebrity. I was a...
Oh, that's high end. That's nice.
I was in a Frankie Valli tribute show on the Celebrity Summit playing Bob.
Oh
Audio.
My God. I think for next week, we require video of that.
I'll tweet
you,
it
Rachel.
Out. Yeah, and Rach.
Hey, let's do it. I've been going live with my boyfriend. Well, we haven't gone live. We only went live once, but we're going to go live again.
So. Awesome.
But there's something about this show where, like, there's part of me that feels like in some way all of them are walking red flags. Like, Mike, the flip side of what you're saying, yes, they're putting it out on the table. They're career and they're love-driven. But, like, because you know all of them are career-driven, there's kind of this, like, sweatiness around knowing that they're, like, all have these ulterior motives. And, like, even whenever you watch one of them watch someone else sing, all you're seeing in their eyes is like pretend smiling, but just like this nervous energy of wanting to jump in and sing, like not even listening.
Yeah, which cracks me up. It's interesting also to hear a lot of them just in general. And I found myself wondering, like, have you stood online for American Idol? Like, what's his name did?
Trevor.
Did. Were you guys like trying to be on The Voice too? Is this kind of a career reality show kind of thing? Or I know what you're saying. So it's definitely a double-edged sword, but I like that they, again, if you're going for love, they took all that guesswork out away from us. Cause we're constantly on the regular seasons, like, is he here for his dad's tequila factory or whatever, all the, you know, this other kind of nonsense. It's all out there. We know they're all trying to get famous. Maybe we can make an actual love connection.
I actually want to jump in because I feel like I agree. I think that they took the pretense that they're here for the wrong reasons kind of out of it. Mm. And although I do think there are some really big and kind of extra personalities on there, some of the way, like the conversations, I was like, these people are turning it on a little bit. But I enjoy it because I feel like it's, at the very least, just coming from them. I guess coming off of two seasons that felt so producer driven in the sense that like they're manipulating everything. Mm. I'm having fun just watching these people like figure out this bachelor dynamic and like embarrass themselves a little bit, and kind of some people are soaring a little bit. So especially because they're new, I'm like, I don't know, I was fascinated. Even the moments that were cringy, I was like, well, this is new, you know? I don't know. I've been in quarantine too long.
No, that's a good point. Go ahead, Rach.
Yeah. No, I'm just, again, I'll piggyback off of everybody because a lot of those points I didn't even think about how it is so producer driven, but especially for musicians. I mean, being on a cruise ship, like when I was on a cruise ship, when you're around so many creatives, it's so inspiring and it's mm-hmm. so just, I mean, I'm sure everybody's like that in their own respective, you know, careers. Yeah, but there's something about music that's so universal mm-hmm. and brings people together so much. And so that's why I truly think that the show is going to work.
Awesome. Yeah. What did you do on a ship, Rach? I have to ask.
I was on the Norwegian Epic.
Singing and dancing or just dancing?
I was a singer dancer.
A singer dancer. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Very I've been cool. on the Epic as a passenger.
Oh, yeah?
Those singer dancers, they've got a decent salary. So that's
yeah. Nice. I was a guest entertainer. I made $900 a week, yeah. Basically doing nothing and had no bills. It was the life. I can't say that for myself now, but you know, it was the life then.
Same what was your? Not that it's not bachelor, but what was your itinerary? Were you overseas or were you like?
I was the Mediterranean.
Yeah, that's where I was on Epic. Awesome.
Yep. All right.
I was Caribbean, which was also great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk about the show. Our listeners are probably tuning out. Oh, and Mike, quickly, before we dive in, we have the chat. I see that you're in.
I'm in the chat. Yep. I'm seeing all you guys. Love to see you. Hope everybody's doing great. Joseph, Gianna, Eric, and I got to scroll up because you guys are typing so much stuff. Lisa, we love seeing you guys. Keep putting it. I'll definitely reference it as we go on.
And in case you guys didn't know and are listening to the podcast, we actually do go live on AfterBuzz TV at 5 p.m. Pacific on Tuesdays. We're not going on Monday nights just because, again, there is a global pandemic. So we're doing our best. But this is great. This is the same thing. It's the same panel. It's the same show. So we'll be here live at 5 p.m. Pacific if you want to join. And the excuse of I can't make it, not so good anymore. So we expect you guys to be joining in the live chat. Okay, let's talk about the show. First of all, these entrances, we got about 7-8 prepackaged entrances like we always do. Any that really stood out to you guys?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I wrote down that I really liked Savannah. I liked her energy. And I thought she was really pretty. I just thought they were all kind of I don't want to say dumb, but I don't know. They were just some of them.
Generic.
Generic, yes.
Yeah, it's like the generic, we're getting ready to go on this journey, but we don't know them yet. So I'm like, I don't really know what I'm looking out for clue-wise. But I did have a field day going on the ABC website to look through all those like random questions they ask people for their bio and stuff. Because now having watched the episode back, I'm like, I actually think you're kind of weird.
Oh my gosh, some of these people I can't wait to talk about. There was some cringe factor.
Do it.
Rachel, are you the only American Idol fan in our foursome right now?
Maybe, yeah, but I'm a huge American Idol fan. And I knew exactly who Trevor was when he came on.
That was my question, yes.
Yeah.
Is fine. Can I say
Can I say that he's the only one on that show, I will say, that like I would be like goo-goo-ga-ga over, because I remember him from American Idol and he had a girlfriend when he was on the show, and they showed her on the show, and then Katy Perry was constantly like flirting. They made like this whole thing about it, but I remember when I saw him on the show on American Idol, I was like, oh, this guy's hot.
He gets a lot of like Jed comparisons, obviously, which we'll get into, but like Jen wish he looked as good as Trevor, honestly.
Oh, wish.
He could only wish.
Mike Todd wasn't doing it for you?
How about Sheridan?
Sheridan, I like Sheridan's look. I had a cool, unique look. He ended up not being what I expected on first viewing. So, you know, appearance is deceiving for sure. Cool guy.
He kind of had
very sweet.
The shoe bomb edit, if you guys watch Love Is...
You mean The Circle.
Yes. Love Is the Circle.
We've all watched all of it. Why? This whole show should be nothing but Tiger King references, Jeff. I'm really disappointed in you so far.
Who's the Carol Baskin of the group?
Carol Baskin? Oh, maybe Becca. I think Becca's a little crazy.
All right. None of them really stood out to me either. I mean, I liked Jamie.
Jamie's
She's cute. We'll come back to her love triangle, but I thought her package was fun. I think she's going to be the standout this season.
Yeah.
Trevor, I will say, does he look like Derek to you guys at all?
Does Trevor look like Derek?
Derek is like, no offense, he's kind of derpy. Like Trevor just has like the good version of like, I don't know.
So Trevor's like the Photoshopped Derek.
Yes, like just yes. Like, oh, what you ordered and what you got, like
yeah. Wow. Exactly. 100%.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. Actually, if we're talking individual people before you dive into the episode, yeah. I think some of the people yet to come are going to be standouts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
A couple of the women look fierce, very attractive.
Yeah, they're hot.
Yeah,
there's Rebecca with a K on this one too.
There's Rebecca with a K, but I'm looking at this. I pulled people from a different site that I think included some future cast members. And yeah. For me, Natasha and Mariana look gorgeous. And we saw Natasha, I believe, starting to get like feisty when she first came into the house. So I'm looking forward to that.
For sure. And I will say one thing I appreciate that does make these people inherently a little more attractive is there's like a thing about them besides just being hot. Like as much as I like the Bachelor franchise, usually their thing is like, I'm a hot person. Like I have a big following because I'm hot. Like that's kind of like, it's sort of like, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm hot. Like that's sort of like your thing if you're on the Bachelor. Whereas in this show, it's like, I'm hot and like I have an interest in art, which like adds another dimension to them.
Yeah. Talented.
Yeah. I mean, I know, Rachel, you watch American Idol. I personally haven't watched like a singing competition show in a while. I think maybe why watching this now, I'm like just doubly impressed because I was really drawn into a lot of like Ryan, I think can sing so well. Like we'll get to their date, but like that's when the show pulled me in and I was like, okay, you know what? There's actually like a value factor here. Like they're hot. Yeah. Like you said, Jeff, they're giving us something.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Ryan, did any of you guys watch You?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he kind of give you like You vibes?
Joe vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Shawn Mendes, like for this show.
Oh, interesting. Totally.
He kind of does, like a lot of people are saying on Twitter and I see the vibes, but I could get Joe vibes from You as well.
Well, the cocktail party, there's not a ton to talk about, but I want to make sure I talk about Michael Todd. Gosh.
This guy. So my whole thing, as soon as he started up, I thought this isn't real. Like, were they planting something to have some kind of drama in case everything was boring? Because we didn't hear him honestly sing. I hope maybe what he was doing was his shtick or his singing or whatever. But I feel like we didn't see him play an instrument or actually try, or for my money, actually make a legit effort to talk to anybody. At least the effort we got, he was straight cringe. I thought it was funny, but I was like, yeah, you're definitely out. And not that that's a very big revelation. I thought I knew the four people out immediately because they just didn't show them at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, I will agree with you. If Michael Todd, right? Michael Todd?
Yeah. Why does he need a second name anyway? Another Michael. No.
If he walked up to me at a cocktail party, I probably would have had the same reaction as Savannah. It was so cringeworthy. But I mean, he did have that one connection I felt like I think it might have been Brie, I'm not sure, when he was sitting down with one of the brunette girls and he was like, hey, you want to go in the hot tub? Da, 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 da. And she was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And then she walked off.
That was the worst line, yo.
But it felt like in that moment, he was kind of real for like a second. And then it was like he got turned down. Yeah, it was just,
he didn't do it for me at all. Like, he had to go. He was so stuck up. Like that industry person you never want to run into if you're in the music world because they take themselves way too seriously. They just don't, he doesn't know how to like not be on.
Thinks he has a lot of game, but it's just completely missed.
His line was terrible. Like, come on. Like,
it was rough.
You have nice lips.
There was nothing.
I like your lips.
That the post credits showed everybody talking about how bad it was because it was like, you came on a reality with that?
I know. I'm like, I hope this is produced, but I don't think it is. I think that's just him.
Yeah.
And then it was bad.
One hilarious moment with Michael, though, and maybe my highlight of the episode was when he was like singing, as Mike said, at some point in the episode, and Rudy was like twerking with him. And of course we got like the classic Bachelor black bar over that.
Yeah.
I missed that. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, you missed that? Yeah, that definitely happened. He definitely came in right away. And I don't even know if he had actually met anybody yet, but was like, can I just sing something that I wrote original? I was like, oh, dude, don't do it. Don't do this right now. I was like, this is not the way to do this. And he did it.
I can't even think about it. I had nightmares about it last night. And then the moment I love too is while he's singing and Rudy is twerking, which is probably both peak Michael and peak Rudy.
Yeah.
Someone goes, that was weird. All right.
I really like Rudy. I think Rudy's really cool. I think she was being nice to him. I don't think there was like an attraction or anything. I think she was being pretty nice to him and just kind of having fun, maybe a couple drinks, because I think she's pretty cool. It's not happening for Mike.
Are we going to get into Rudy then?
Let's talk about the Matt Rudy Mel love triangle. Rachel, go in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Rudy's a red flag. She is a walking red flag, in my opinion. Very talented, pretty girl, but she has already shown us so many red flags. Crazy, crying, cursing, kind of screaming at the camera, mad about twisting. Sounds like to me she's twisted his words, like kind of classic cuckoo girl can do sometimes. I don't know.
Gaslighting,
I liked her, but out of all of the girls, she rubbed me the wrong way when it comes to just being being level-headed. Like, I just thought she was all over the place and just a little too sporadic and crying and drama for me.
I have to agree. I had high hopes for Rudy initially, and she could still turn this around and be someone that we like, but I think she had a rough first go. Like, I remember being so surprised, even though her, you know, ballad that she sang was heartbreakingly beautiful. I was like, girl can sing, but heartbroken over this guy, literally it's night one. It seemed like there was miscommunication, or I agree with Rachel, like she kind of maybe twisted his words a little bit. I don't think she bounced back like as well as she could have for a night one. I think it was still eating her up that maybe she didn't let Matt kiss her that night in the hot tub. And then when he rejected her, I think she just started spiraling. Like, I think she just got real insecure and was like, ugh, and that makes people act really ugly.
But that was night two, right? She got all mad night two,
right?
Like, after that he didn't pick her for the date. I still really like her. I think she's a really cool girl. I think she's really talented. She's beautiful. I think she just, I don't know, for at least this first episode, maybe I'll catch a lot of hate for this, but for this first episode, I'm going to give it to her for first time on a reality show. Wasn't quite sure. And admittedly, completely overreacted to the Matt thing. It was like, she misheard him, misinterpreted, whatever. And she definitely went off the deep end. I'll put it out there that Rudy's going to be redeemed. I like her.
Yeah, but she's dated all of LA. So
that was fun in her package.
Me or Jeff. So
also, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, what I was going to say was, isn't it kind of weird the way that he like pulled both of them aside to talk about the date first? Like, that felt very Paradise-like. Instead of just like, I thought he was just going to ask somebody. Like,
well, especially for somebody who's like so not Bachelor, who didn't know Chris's name.
It was
such a Bachelor move to pull them both aside and like see who I want to take. I was like, this is inconsistent. Yeah.
That's a good point, Mike. Rudy's interesting. I kind of have like a little bit of Bibiana vibes where I'm like, you're a fun TV character. I like you, but like you might be kind of an SHIT show. I also felt like there might have been like a one too many champagnes element in her behavior.
I agree.
Which I thought of Kelsey right away, who we came to love last season, and Christine and I got to meet, and she's lovely. So
she
was really sweet.
So I'm giving Rudy some time. I think, like, I did not love her this first episode, and I agree. Here's what frustrated me about this whole tiff. It's very Bachelor, but we never actually got the moment to see when – did you guys see the moment when Matt said he promised to take Rudy out on the date?
No.
So they didn't show it. I watched it. When he sat down to talk to her, she was like, well, you know that I would love to take you on a date. She's like, well, you know I would love to go. He's like, well, what would you want to do? But I think after that, it just cut. And I was like, I don't remember him saying like, okay, I'm taking you. He just asked like, what would you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He might've said it because she said extra stuff. Like he said, I'm definitely going to take you. Wait here. I'll be back. We didn't see any of this stuff. So it could be, But what I meant was there's only so much exaggeration. If any of those kind of words were in the realm of stay here, I'm picking you, anything like that. You know, probably giving it a little bit more to Rudy, I think.
It's such a Bachelor move, though, to, like, leave it up to the viewer. So, I don't know. We'll never know. But Matt and Mel did not have much chemistry. So, Matt definitely made a mistake on this one.
I don't know where yeah. what he was thinking with that. That was so random.
Plus, I was expecting him to come back from the from that date and find Rudy, or even the next day, talk to Rudy and say, look, I'm just trying to be fair to everybody here. I'm trying to yeah. to my heart, as many times we're going to hear that catchphrase all season, right? And just say, I was, you know, very, very sure about our connection, but not her. So I decided to take her and see, but now I know it's 100% you, there's nothing there. Instead, he just has never watched a dating reality show before. And
no, he's not very well spoken either, because his comment, he couldn't really defend himself. Like, I think if he was a more rational person or more reasoned, he could have been like, you know, I just think you misinterpreted what I said. But instead he goes, sometimes thought just comes out of my mouth and I don't even know what's going on.
Right. What?
Yeah.
He can't say that.
I was like, as a host, I can relate to you, but don't say that on TV.
I think that was actually super real. Like, I feel like we were really seeing the real Matt right there. Like,
he goes, I'm pretty sure I'm screwed.
Yeah. And he's like, oh God. He's like, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know.
It was funny. Ladies, we feeling Matt?
I like him. He's not my cup of tea personally, but I think he has a good sense of humor. Yeah. And if he can sing, then that's a plus.
Agreed. I feel the same way. I want to hear him sing. I think he had me laughing all night unintentionally.
Yeah.
So, hopefully he can redeem himself.
He feels more like Netflix reality to me than ABC reality. Like, I could totally see him on like a Love is Blind or a Circle, or just because he's a little like laid back and like funny.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's not always the Bachelor vibe.
Yeah, he's just clueless, and it's funny to watch him when he didn't even know Chris Harrison's name. He was like, what's his name?
I was going back and forth, honestly, with that, if I thought it was funny or I got really annoyed by it. I was like, I don't know, something inside of me became, dude, this is really unprofessional. Forget the love life stuff. Like, you want to be entertainment industry number one, and you did zero research about the national television show you're going on. I don't know. Something bubbled up to me, and I'm like, dude, are you serious? That's like going on, I don't know, Letterman or Leno and being like, I don't know, you're like, you do talk show stuff, right? I don't know.
As the game analyst of our panel, Mike, that's a fair point.
Yeah. I'm trying to get these guys a career. Jeff, let's go.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's quickly talk about Julia. She had three different connections. She first was talking to Sheridan at the top, and then Brandon the Marine swept in and quickly made out with Julia. Later in the show, Julia's talking to Mr. Clean, whose name I forget right now.
Josh.
Thank you. And then Sheridan sweeps back in and locks it down.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you're going to sing? You're going to write a song for a girl? You're going to serenade her and make it really personal like that? I mean, Mr. Clean didn't stand a chance after that. Sorry.
This is interesting, though. When he said that, I want to get your guys' opinion. When he said, I started writing the song and I want you to finish it with me, I would think for a non-singer, that would be like swoon. But for somebody who writes songs and stuff all the time, is that as much of a wow, like, oh my gosh, that's so heartfelt? Because it means he just rattled off a song in a couple minutes, like she probably can do anyway, right? I don't know. That's what I was like, but she's a singer. Is this as impressive?
Well, that's what they're going to do on all these dates to a certain extent. So I feel like that's
like
appropriate, I guess.
You're saying if you were on a blind date and someone tried to host their love for you, it wouldn't immediately get you excited?
Probably not. I knew she was going Sheridan anyway, because as Jeff so aptly illustrated, I didn't know dude's name. I didn't know bald guy's name anyway when she was talking to him and kissed. I was like, it doesn't matter. This guy's not getting picked. But Sheridan is too interesting of a character just in general. He had to be gone.
A lot of people were saying... Oh, go ahead.
No. Sorry. It just broke up with Michael. It broke up when you were saying what you were saying. Were you talking about that you thought it was like cringy that he brought out the guitar and started singing? Or what?
Not cringy, just not... I didn't think it was very impressive because it was to another singer. They're all singers. So to be like, I started this tune and I want you to finish it with me. My initial reaction was like, they're all singers. Like, they all write music. If this was nice guy Jed before we found out, that's like, oh, wow, he's a singer and I'm really attracted to that. But have these people are kind of like, nah, you know, singers.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Christine, though, because that is the point of the show. So everyone's probably expecting a guitar to come out or a piano sure. or somebody to start singing. So I'm sure they're just thinking, okay, this is part of the show and everything. So they're probably not thinking too much into it. They're probably like, yay, someone's serenading me.
I was sort of surprised to see Sheridan's come up. Well, did that surprise you guys? Were you surprised to see him make it through?
I was a little surprised, but not, I mean, just because, I mean, personally, he's not my type of guy, but he seems really yeah. confident in who he is, like exterior and all. Like, I feel like he just owned his look. You know, he was very kind of self-deprecating in his commentary, you know, in his ICMs, like, I'm going up against this guy and whatever, but I respect a man who's like, nah, this is me. I'm my own brand. Like, you like it or you not. And she liked it. So.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Not my type, but I felt that he was comfortable in his own skin. So that's always nice to see when a guy's like that.
Yeah, you go, Mike.
I was just reiterate what I said, just from a tactical standpoint or gamey, I didn't know the names of the guys who went home. So it wasn't surprising to me. I knew this guy's name. He got an intro package. He has a unique look. He's a big guy, long hair, all the tats and all the kind of stuff. Good voice. And aside from Mike Todd, who we just saw because he was cringy, we didn't see the other guys. So I wasn't surprised that he got picked by somebody at the end.
Totally. Okay, awesome. Well, finally, we have this kind of the crux of the episode, this love triangle featuring Jamie, who is kind of clearly making herself out to be a star of this show. Are we Team Ryan or Team Trevor, ladies and Mike?
Team Trevor.
Team Trevor.
Wow. What are you, Jeff?
Ryan looks like someone who would be going to Hogwarts. He looks like a little wizard to me. So I'm like so pro Ryan just because I like could see him in my charms class.
Oh my God.
I liked Ryan. I was kind of honestly hoping for Ryan. I liked their date. I thought it was really sweet. He obviously sang really well, made her comfortable because I believe she's the youngest person there, right? So yeah, being in is. Capitol Records is probably a higher degree for her nervous than some of the other maybe older people there. Old, right? Older people who have been around music a little bit more. I mean, at 21, another 7 years or whatever of experience is a lot, right? Yeah. Being around industry people and stuff, and he being very familiar with the song. I mm-hmm. liked all that. I was kind of Team Ryan. I thought Trevor would find another girl, no problem.
Ryan gave me friend vibes. Ryan gives me the vibe of he's been on many dates and he always gets friend zoned. Like that is what Ryan gave me, because you could see, I could see the difference whenever she was talking to Trevor versus when she was talking to Ryan. I mean, Trevor, even through the screen, I was sitting there and I was like, woo. Cause he's so smooth and genuine. You just felt him. Like you felt his, like how genuine and real he was. So that's why I was so team him. But Ryan's a great guy, but I just think he's friend zoned all the time.
I'm going to agree with you, Rachel. I feel like, I mean, to Mike's point, I thought they had a great connection on their date. It was really endearing to me the way he kind of like adjusted the song for her. They're really trying to build like, oh, they have this special bond. But every single time Jamie was talking, it was always yada, 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 but Trevor. It was never when she's with Trevor, oh, but Ryan's on her mind. Like, I feel like she always went back to how Trevor makes her feel like so comfortable. Yeah. Like I feel like there's more sexual chemistry between them. So mm-hmm.
friend zone.
I feel like there's something about him we shouldn't trust. I feel like they're setting it up that way because he's
well, yeah,
dead or whatever. But like
for Katy Perry to come on the show and take him away.
I'm gonna say, what if he's with Katy Perry?
She got a whole ass baby on the way, guys.
Let's yeah, see. I'm like, who's like trying to be pregnant?
But whose baby is it?
Whoa.
Do not come for Orlando Blue. That's his baby.
Can you imagine how incredible ABC's Listen to Your Heart would do if in the last episode we found out that Trevor was having Katy Perry's baby?
I love it.
That is.
You heard it here first.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I don't want Orlando Bloom's people coming for us.
All right.
Can I just say something really random that I just saw that I wrote down? When Chris Harrison walked in, he said, like the greats, like James Taylor and Carly Simon, and then Beyonce and Jay-Z. I was like, wait, first off, James Taylor and Carly Simon, they divorced and they don't speak anymore. And then just randomly JC and Beyonce. Like, I was like, that seemed a little we could have found some better couples.
Sunny and Cher. There's a lot of couples who have sang to you. Yeah.
I don't know. I just saw that and I was laughing.
He was reaching for the pop culture reference, but it just didn't fit because also there's like three black people in that show. So I don't know how you're going to get a Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Also, we didn't get a chance to talk about everybody, but I would like to bring up, because I specifically noted it down, the person who impressed me the most was Chris. I feel like out of everybody, we saw him singing and playing piano and doing music the most.
Oh, Chris,
I was very impressed in general. He was doing different styles, genres. I thought that was awesome.
He's smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect it when we first met him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. He said, I'm not here for all the flashy lights and the cameras and this and that. I'm going to get my piano and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play my stuff and y'all don't need to be bothering me. That's what the vibe I got. Just real and genuine.
Well, it's funny. You guys were talking about the fact that they mentioned Carly Simon and James Taylor. And the other big like question mark around this is they keep using Star is Born as like the incredible love story as the foundation for this show. But I'm like, have they seen the whole movie?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you,
it doesn't
I don't
end
give
well.
Much away, but it does, yeah, it doesn't end very well.
I figured as much. I'm like,
maybe they only watched the first half.
I don't, yeah. I hate sad movies. I don't feel like I have time to watch them. Raquel watched that movie on the plane. I watched it from the side and I was like, yup, nope, don't want to watch it.
All right. Well, any other standouts I haven't talked about before we move on to some segments?
Well, did you say your team? Oh, you said your team Ryan, right?
I think I'm team Ryan. I think Ryan, I was impressed that he knew all of those industry people. It was a funny moment. They walked into Capitol Records and there were these legendary producers and clearly Ryan like knew who they were. And it was funny. You could watch Jamie like following suit, like, oh, I also should know who these people are. Oh, it's so
awesome.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And I always respect someone who like not only says they walk the walk, but like for example, I kind of pride myself in this business of like knowing who like the on the pulse people are in entertainment. So I feel like as a musician, you should really know that stuff. And so the fact that you knew those producers and instrumentalists were in that studio, I took him seriously as a musician. So Ryan earned me points there.
I love that too.
Yeah,
for sure.
In terms of the rose ceremony, I thought Matt might go home, but he survived.
Yeah, that felt like when Bibiana chose Colton in Paradise.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly what it felt like.
Or Russian Christina picking Blake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad he didn't. I thought Matt deserved to stay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he didn't go home.
Yeah, same.
Who picked Ryan again?
Rudy.
Rudy. Yeah,
Rudy
sorry.
Picked Ryan at the end.
It was also random when Cheyenne picked Matt.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, well, that was the episode. Pretty good overall. I'm excited to see where the season goes. I want more singing. I thought there'd be more, so hopefully we get more of that later in the season. And with that, we mentioned a little bit of news at the top. Do we have a news drop, Bree? I should know that.
We don't really have, well.
That's okay. I don't think we have sound effects.
That's all right. Global pandemic. Ooh, it is playing. We do have a news drop. Awesome. I'm going to quickly mention it because I forgot to. I've been having fun helping produce Maria's podcast. That's where I am right now in the office. Don't worry, we're sheltering in place.
You mean social distancing? You're not living in the office.
I'm not living in the office. I have not been within 6 feet of anyone besides my wife for the last month. But we had Colton Underwood on our show. I forgot to mention it.
Oh.
And he shared some really interesting, it actually broke a lot of press. He talked about being on hydroxychloroquine, which is the controversial COVID-19 drug, talked about the experience of that. And he also told us that the Randolphs have been taking meetings for a reality show. Which is something I would watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys should definitely check out that interview. Maria's podcast is called Better Together. Colton said that I was a bachelor scholar, which I appreciated, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Oh, look at you. Brushing shoulders off.
Yes, nice. Brush my shoulders off. let's go ahead. Christine, you said you had a tweet to share, right? For our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment.
I did. I don't know if we would be able to pull it up at this point, but I did see a really funny tweet. I wanted to shout it out from this user, Jamie. Her username is @Kygan. She said, Jamie from Listen to Your Heart could be the reality TV love child of Madison from The Bachelor and Amber from Love is Blind.
And it's like accurate.
Yeah, I think that's pretty spot on.
The tweet that I saw that made me die was, of course, from Brett Esfergara. Have you guys seen that gif of Billy Porter, and like he has a hat that's a lampshade and it like slowly opens?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the caption was, all of Bachelor Nation reluctantly watching Listen to Your Heart because they got nothing better to do. And it's just the lampshade slowly opening. Gold.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know what the Bachelor fan franchise is thinking of this. I haven't really looked at that, but I'd be curious.
Speaking of, Mike, any interesting thoughts in the chat? What's the general temperature that we're getting from our fans?
A lot of agreement with us, just in general, a lot of Harry Potter notes. And then to be completely honest, my live stream slowed up and froze because we got a lot of internet stuff going on right now with doing this. But just in general, a lot of the same sentiments that we were given.
Well, I know a lot of you are listening on the podcast right now, and a lot of you guys are going to be watching this YouTube video later. So please comment down below. I'm also super curious to hear what you guys think. This is the first time in a long time we've gotten a brand new, fresh, clean slate version of a Bachelor show. So it's a great time for us to find out what y'all are thinking, and you can let us know down in the comments below, or you can let us know at our social handles. Rachel, where can you be found?
You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Mike?
Guys, thank you so much. I'm sorry I can't shout you guys out in the chat. I lost it. It froze up, but we love seeing you. Give us all your comments. My name is Mike Thieling. Hey, you know, AfterBuzz has got you guys covered. Stay tuned to all of our channels across all the different genres and TV shows. We got you covered even while we're here in quarantine. Personally, I'm still doing Married at First Sight. I'm still doing Survivor. On Thursday, I'll be doing the episode 7, the final episode of Tiger King. And then if you guys are down with the Netflix relationship reality stuff, on Friday we're doing every single episode of Too Hot to Handle, which looks like it's gonna— do you guys know about the show, by the way? I'm gonna plug this. You know about this show, Jeff? No? It's all these sexy singles on an island. They gotta pair up, normal reality show relationship stuff, but they can have zero sexual activity, nothing, no touching, kissing, nothing. If they do, the prize money goes down every single incident. So we'll see where that lands.
That's hilarious.
You can follow me at Mike Thieling, and we're going to watch it on Friday.
It's the perfect show for pandemic.
It is. And you guys, thanks so much for tuning into our show. I feel like we're going to have really fun with this, a lot of fun with this each week. You guys can keep up with me on Twitter at Christine Bean, and of course on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. And I'll be dropping a new Bachelor News Daily tomorrow.
I love it. Guys, my name is Jeff. Thanks for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham or Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham. And you know what? Tune into Maria's podcast. It's really good. I've had a ton of fun producing it. It's her daytime show, Better Together. It's live on her YouTube channel at 11 a.m. And for WWE fans, we have Mandy Rose on tomorrow, who is a big deal in the franchise. So check that out. And thanks for tuning in. Mike, Rachel, Christine, some of my favorite people in the world. It's good to see you guys again. We'll see y'all next week here on Listen to Your Heart. And stay safe, people.
Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of